systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jumble. Today is Friday, July 1st, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And this is episode 510, the Damn. Big 510, moving right along. Friday night show, of course, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern, or their 10 p.m. Mountain Time.
Or just, you know,
check it out, thejumble.com/live. Yeah, I made sure to post that. I got all the show notes caught up finally at thejamhole.com. You can check those out. Follow along while you're listening.
I got the dishes caught up.
I know it. It's nice.
Fucking A.
Living like slobs no more.
For a while.
Stop to that. Put my foot down. Well, we don't have any food to cook, so for a good long while.
Right. Yeah, that's because I actually have food and we cooked a lot of shit.
That's over and done with. So.
Right.
406-204-4687. Give us a call live.
Or don't.
I don't care.
Whatever.
I'm trying just to completely not give a fuck today.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was last week.
Nope, that was today.
Oh.
That's how much you didn't give a fuck. You just didn't even care what day it was. Every day is.
I was pretty busy at work, so I couldn't really give a fuck about much else.
I was pretty busy all day, so I couldn't really give a fuck. But
yeah, pretty much.
I'm sorry, I missed not giving a fuck day.
I gave a fuck about not being able to leave my kitchen.
I'm gonna
when my hood vents
fuck.
Are broken and I can't breathe.
Well, clearly your boss has been participating in not give a fuck.
Yes.
Year.
Yes.
Decade.
Something like that.
How long's he own that place?
I don't know.
I've been not giving a fuck since birth.
We know.
Fuck. Skype the jam hole if you'd like. You can tweet at us by appending pound the jam hole to whatever you post in the Twitter. No, I'll see that right here.
Cool.
Each camera now, since we got more bandwidth, shout out to my bro hound down at the cable company. Mm-hmm. Got mad 5 megabit upload. My upload is like triple what most of your download speeds are, and I bet I'm paying less than you. But I shouldn't brag because it could go away with a cease and desist order at any time. So
probably,
but I appreciate that. So if you're listening, thank you, bro. Appreciate it. And so I added some audio to Cam 2 now. So when people are looking at the archives. You can actually, there's all this video of you, but there's no audio.
Right.
So it just kind of goes to waste.
That's
so,
pretty boring.
Yeah. And like no one.
Who wants to watch a chick just sit there and talk into a mic and,
they
and not
see
hear
you.
Anything?
It was going well with my theory that you should be seen and not heard. But these stats beg to differ. They actually do want to hear you. I think they just want to hear something. So
probably, if you played music and just let me talk, look like I was saying,
just
stuff,
pretending like you were giving a fuck,
right? They wouldn't care.
So
anyway.
You feeling better? You haven't done a podcast all week.
Yeah,
we missed what Monday. We both did because of the time schedule.
Right.
And then Wednesday, you went out to eat. Me and Robbie went out to eat, and Robbie, he poisoned you. I'm glad. I'm glad you're feeling better.
I crashed out. I heard maybe the beginning of the show, and then I did not wake up till like 5 a.m.
You heard the part where I was like, "You're not sick, honey. Call poison control."
No, I didn't hear that. So.
Okay.
I was out, dude. I don't know. There was something wrong with my stomach. There's been something wicked going on with my stomach lately.
I thought you were gonna see your vagina. I was like, God, please, let's not go there. Bleeding like a sieve.
Yeah.
I feel like I should tie a tourniquet, but I don't know where to put it. Like, I put it around your neck, but that didn't work. And I put it around your waist, and that just made me want to hump. I don't know. Are you okay?
I don't know yet.
You straight? So you cool?
We're working on it.
All right. If you're ovulating, I don't know if you listened to any of last episode, but you could actually pick out the gays if you were ovulating.
What?
Yeah, it was an interesting study about how women that are ovulating, their gaydar is like on point.
That's weird.
Like 99.8% of the time they're like, he's gay, he's not, he's thinking about it, he's not, like, on it.
That's...
Berger says, just remember, when you get food poisoning, most of the time, you ate someone's shit. Ass to mouth. Ass to mouth!
Well,
in face.
You ever watch the Mythbusters episode where they put a toothbrush in the kitchen and a toothbrush in the bathroom and everything? Yeah. Like, yeah.
What's gross?
Yeah, you're sticking poo in your mouth every time you brush your teeth.
Every
I'm
time
just gonna
you
go,
go
out, and say that.
Out to eat, you're sticking poo in your mouth. Especially if it's Mickey D's.
You know what? There's,
they should call
there's
it Mickey
fecal,
Poos.
There's fecal matter in the air. Just leave it be, okay? Just don't
you're
think about it
shit.
All the time, okay? And then you won't go crazy.
Yeah, Nolly Zendad says, shit is everywhere. It's a good thing today's not give a fuck day, because that might be freaking me out.
Oh, okay.
It might be.
I don't care then.
So, top of the show, got a few disappointing government... related, I guess, bills that we need to discuss.
Okay.
Because I never really paid attention to politics growing up, and I turned 18, old enough to vote. Never got registered to vote. Never cared. Always was under the impression that you're basically we have a choice, but it's a puppet choice. We don't have a real choice because you give us the two choices, and then you're like, oh, okay, now you get to pick. It's like, well...
I don't like either of them.
You're giving me a pile of shit and a pile of shit. Like, how do you choose between two piles of shit? You would go with the one that is the least smelliest, right? Maybe the one that is more firm, because that would be easier to throw away.
The poo that
I
turned
guess.
White in the lawn
sure,
after
sure.
a while?
Sure,
okay.
Maybe the fertilizer.
Yeah, sure.
If you will. So I never really got into it, and I was just always under the impression that regardless of what I choose, it doesn't matter, because it's all fucked anyway.
It comes down to the frickin', you know, the what do you call it, the representative.
Who do they want? It's their choice, not ours.
Well, what's the, every state has so many...
Oh, yeah, the electoral votes
right,
and all that
right,
bullshit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and so... I never really paid attention to it until this whole medical marijuana thing started happening. And really, that started here in Montana. We broadcast, if you're new, from Kalispell, Montana, 59901, that we've had medical marijuana since 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really even pay attention to it then. I didn't vote for it. Either way, I figured there's enough people that smoke pot that it'll happen. And it did. But now, you know, everything was going great for a while, then we got dispensaries, then Jason Crist came along and pumped through, you know, 20,000 people through teleconferences, and that freaked the government out.
Uh-huh.
And then we had and I'll talk about this tomorrow on the Hot Box, but, we got that whole, what the fuck is it called, when... It was a memo, because federally still Schedule One,
right?
Which is ridiculous. So there was a memo that came out that said Obama says that as long as you're operating within your state's law, then federally we're not going to touch you. You're good to go.
Okay.
Even though I'm not going to take the step to actually make sure that this happened, because I'm the president. I'm the motherfucking man. I'm the commander in chief. And that's what I say. He did. He could have went that extra step, you know, and been like, here, it's no longer Schedule One. So now, regardless of what happens, you're not going to get fucked with. He didn't do that. He just said it. So all this shit happens. People are like, this is not what you voted for, even though it was. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. And I read something today that the federal government came out and said, even if you're operating under state law, federally we're coming after you.
Really?
No matter what.
That's not cool.
That's absolutely not cool. At all.
You can't do that.
They did. And so I've actually
been... Is Obama going to be like, that is no?
No, he's not. He's laying over because he's worried about getting reelected in 2012 next year. Which is complete fucking bullshit, because there are more pot smokers than not, and I don't... If you look at... And we've talked about this, and I don't want to spend too much time on it, because I'm just kind of setting up this and why I have such a a nasty taste in my mouth with the government right now, because that just started it. Like, on top of right. that, all this that we're going to talk about, you're what? Like, this is appalling. And this is our government. They work for us. They're making their money putting people in jail. And they were saying, you remember when those people got raided here, and mm-hmm. everyone was like, well, maybe they weren't being legit. They were. And the charges are a template charge that no matter what you were doing, those are the charges they're going to charge you with. And it was the money laundering.
Right.
And it was, there was something else. I forget what it is. But
that selling was to people this, without cards.
No, no. There, it was a federal thing. But that's the same. That's what they said in that article, that if you're dispensing pot, that's what you'll get charged with. No matter what else you're doing, those are the two charges. And those just happen to be the same two exact charges that everyone here got popped with.
That's fucked.
That's completely fucked. And then, so that happened, and then they came out and issued that statement saying, even if you're operating within states' rights, federally it's illegal, and now we're coming after you. We're going to give you money laundering and the other charge. So I got registered. We've been trying to get as many people registered as possible. They got the memo, or the petition. The language was okayed. The judge okayed some things, didn't okay others, and like I said, we'll talk about that Saturday.
Now, see, the reason I didn't get registered to vote up here is because I'm from Florida, and in Florida, when you're registered to vote, now you're on a list, and they can call you in for jury duty.
Yeah, that's...
Well, up here,
they can do
it anyway.
Yeah. If you're registered to vote, you can do that. But all you have to fucking do, and we talked about this Saturday, that's a dumb reason not to do it.
Have you ever been called for jury duty?
No, because I've never been registered to vote till now.
Well, no, I have never been registered to vote either, but up here they can do it
anyway.
Yeah, bullshit. You want to see the fucking letters?
Yeah, I do.
They do it from your licenses.
No, I've never been called in to do it.
Don't you remember? I even showed you the paperwork from a letter I got here saying I was called in for jury duty.
Because you were registered to vote in Florida then.
No.
I don't know. Anyway, so they're completely... just fucking shit up. So then we talked about the Protect IP Act, which gives the government the power to force internet service providers, that would be our cable company, that would be your DSL company, whatever,
mm-hmm.
search engines, your Google, your Bing, whatever,
right,
and other information location tools to block users' access to sites that have been accused of copyright infringement.
Wait a minute, we're not China here, okay?
Which is funny because that's what this says, the initiation of a China-style censorship regime right here in the U.S.
That's freedom of speech, dude. You can't do that.
Yeah, they're trying to. Apparently, there's a website that I'm all up on, very cool site, called demandprogress.org.
Yeah, they can't do this. It's messed up.
They've sent more than 50,000 emails to senators urging them to oppose the Internet Blacklist Bill, the Protect IP Act. You know, I like how they make it sound like it's something you want, because the majority of people that vote aren't going to read it. They're just like, oh, Protect IP? I have an IP. Let's protect that. Check. No, you just fucked us and yourself. Like, look at what you're fucking voting on. Now they're hearing back from them, and one thing is clear, the emails are compelling senators to start thinking hard about internet freedom. I also said hard, Burger. Thank you. So yeah, there's a great spot here. I'll put a link to it in the chat, thejamhole.com/live. You can watch this as it happens. The senator's writing back, and they're letting them know that the emails are making them think twice before rubber stamping this act. For instance, yeah. Oregon's Jeff Merkley is telling Demand Progress members... Here's what he says. I've heard from many Oregonians on both sides of this issue. Those who support providing U.S. agencies with greater authority to shut down websites, which they should have absolutely none. And they do it under the guise of, oh, well, it's child porn. You don't like child porn, do you? Well, then we need the power to shut this down. No, you don't. I don't care what kind of fucking porn it is.
Right.
The government should not be able to do that. Because when does it stop? Just like we talked about, they shut down one fucking whole server. That
end up
just
shutting us down because they think we have something to do with something else. You know what I mean?
Like, well, no, what it was is that one server was a main server that hosted a bunch of other sites. One of those sites happened to be bad, but they shut the whole thing down, which had 1,000 websites on it.
Right.
One out of 1,000, like, no. Go take care of the one. And if you can't do that, then, oh, well.
You should be able to track them down, for fuck's
sake. You would think.
You're the fucking government.
You would think, right? So there.
Oh, this is registered by who? Okay, it's so-and-so's mom. Then they go, but, you know, like, really? Come on.
Yeah, so that's one thing. So the weed thing, just appalling. And then this, the Protect IP thing, fucking appalling, okay?
Right, right.
Now, this is pretty sweet. In Columbus, Ohio, there's a Republican governor by the name of John Kasich. And on Thursday, he signed into law a bill that allows gun owners to carry concealed weapons into bars and other places where alcohol is served.
Now, they were allowed to do that before with a concealed weapons permit.
You're worried about people, like, if you run a dispensary, you're not allowed to have a gun on premises.
Right.
But you can roll into a bar where people are getting drunk? I've been stoned off of my ass, and I can still take an apple off your head at fucking 50 feet. I would not trust somebody drinking to even touch a gun. Like, they're scary, dude.
Yeah.
And all you say is one
I've
weird
been one
thing
of
to
them.
Them.
I'll just go ahead and say that.
Yeah, and these people snap, though. People that are drunk are very
shooting
unstable.
Shooting at trees in the dark.
I'm saying, though, like, if you're drunk, you're very unstable. All it takes is one crossword, one weird look, and you're, like, trying to fight. But if you're stoned, like, the last thing you even think about wanting to do is fight. And it makes no sense. Businesses can ban concealed weapons on their premises for safety reasons if they want to. And some, like the Cincinnati Bengals football team. Cincinnati still has a football team? have indicated they will continue to bar gun owners from bringing firearms into the stadium. The law also prohibits gun owners from consuming alcohol or being under the influence of alcohol or drugs when they carry their weapon into bars. So
let's go to a bar where I'm not allowed to drink because I have this gun, but I'm going to bring it in anyway.
And just hang like, out? Really? Like, that's...
What are you doing?
What are we paying you to fucking do? You make us criminals, and then you complain about the jails being overpopulated. You're trying to shut down any website that says something you don't like. And then you can bring guns into bars, just make sure you don't drink. Right? Like, that's the same as saying drive to the bar, get drunk, but make sure you don't drive home. Hey, right. How are your DUI stats? Are they up there still? Are they good? Is no one drinking and driving?
Oh, no.
Because that
here.
Is appalling.
Not in the U.S.
How many people have
ever.
Died from that? Which, fine, die. Get rid of some of these fucking people. But... Like, are you kidding me? Like, this is what we're paying you to do. That just blows my mind.
Well, I hope they don't do the censorship then, because that's really fucked.
Well, we got one more after this, and that's really going to blow some minds. This new law allows residents to carry concealed handguns into licensed establishments in the state, including shopping malls and sporting venues. The new law also allows a person with a concealed carry license to transport a loaded handgun in a motor vehicle without securing it in a holster, case, bag, or box. And allows them to remove a handgun from a secure location. That means my driving gun kicks it in my fucking lap.
Yeah,
that's how I roll. That's how I roll. Did you just look at... Motherfucker, what? this is my car now.
You know
now.
How much trouble you get in getting pulled over and if there's a fucking loaded gun in your fucking passenger seat anymore? Like, that needs to be kept, you know...
Dude, I got a car searched once because a cop saw a clip of a pocket knife in my pocket. When I was, like, 16 or 17.
Wow.
I was like, really?
Eh.
Eh?
That's so fucking crazy, dude. Now you can be rolling around by your fucking feet on the, you know, at the pedals and shit.
Yeah,
and,
like, oh, shit. Boom. Oops, yeah. I didn't know it was loaded.
They could totally just have that there now, and it's totally legal. Like, really?
And, of course, back to the argument that all of these things that are killing people are legal. And the one thing that is actually helping people is not. So,
yeah,
way
Nolly
to go,
says,
government! Yay!
Nolly says this law is pro-drive-by.
Yeah, dude, right?
Fucking, like, that's exactly what it is.
Before, they had to stop and get the guns out of the trunk and load them and all that because they were being legal. Now, man, we're just rolling around. I got clips coming out of my fucking ears. What do you need? 10 shots? 12? I got it. No worries. So that's Ohio.
Okay.
The last ridiculous piece of legislation we're paying our lobbyists and our lawmakers to construct
to
here.
To shit out.
To, yeah, completely just dump all over. This is the 10 strikes bill.
Okay.
I don't know what game. Is that bowling? 10 strikes. Like, I know 3 strikes. I know.
You're out.
Right. So this has to do with big content. That's your MPAA, your RIAA. That would be your big, like, we have Big Pharma.
Right.
Your Purdue, your Endo, all that. So this is big content. The lobbyists for big content, they're beginning to lose ground on the internet blacklist bill, the Protect IP, which is good because we've all been emailing and calling the fuck out of them because that cannot happen.
Okay.
But they're preparing their next move. This is called the 10 strikes bill.
Oh, God.
Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
This would make streaming or embedding copyrighted content a felony.
Whoa.
And it's going to be voted on by the Senate.
Whoa, dude.
Right?
You mean for what we were doing on Ustream,
yes.
We could have gotten a felony.
Yes.
I don't want to do prison time for playing System of a Down over the fucking web.
You
Seriously?
Should be paying me for getting your fucking shitty music out to more people.
Right?
Like, are you kidding? You're going to put me in jail? I'm not going to buy any records if you put me in jail, ever.
Dude.
And I will hold that grudge to the fucking grave. If I do any amount of jail time because of that, I will never listen to music again. I will make my own movies to watch because you are a pile of shit. And I fucking hate the MPAA. I hate the RIAA. They're overstepping their bounds completely.
Just a smidge.
Oh, but you have to protect the intellectual... No, you don't. If you want to make fucking music, then make fucking music because you love doing it. Don't make fucking music because you think you're going to get rich by doing it.
Exactly.
And then make laws that say, well, if I'm going to make this, and if you embed it or give it to anyone or let anyone listen to it, I'm going to put you in jail. Well, guess what? Now I'm not going to listen to it, and you can go fuck yourself.
Right? I don't think if I go to jail because I was listening to something and playing it online, that when I go to jail, I'm not going to fucking continue listening to that person.
I'm going
to
hate you for the rest of my life.
Messaging my buddies outside saying, hey, give me that new fucking whatever album.
Check this song out.
Even though he fucked me for 30 years.
Keep it on the down low, though, because you'll go to fucking jail.
Right.
Stop picking your eye, please.
Shut up. I can't help it.
So, what about, I always wondered this, karaoke?
Yeah.
Is that no more then? Does that stop?
Well, on the up and up karaokeists, purchase the fucking, what do you call that? The instrumentals.
Okay, which at last count there was 2 remaining. I think there's more fucking dodo birds than there are legit karaoke
Well,
queens.
That's the way they're supposed to do it, is they're supposed to, you know, purchase it. For whatever amount, and so that way, it's basically, that's what you have to do to karaoke legally, okay?
Okay, now what about cover bands? There are bands out there that only do cover songs, like, what's the one around here that always comes through? They play, it's an older band, it's, fuck, I can't remember. Anyway, there's a band here, and that's what they do, like, and they sound just like them.
Who? It, what? Cover?
I don't.
Who
I
are they covering?
Remember. I want to say it's CCR, but it's not. It's a
Little
band
Oyster
like
Cult, or like
no, maybe there's. I know there's one that does that too.
Yeah,
but yeah, and yeah. Berger says the parents that record their kids with music in the background will get charged too.
Yeah.
Nollies and Dead says felony, murder, rape, treason, grand larceny, illegal downloads. Like,
right?
What does not belong here? That's like the whole Schedule I drugs. You have LSD, PCP, fucking
marijuana.
Special K, and marijuana. Like, what? One of these... Yeah, okay. Which of these drugs can you do and function fine and go to work on? PCP? Probably not, unless you're a pro. Like, LSD? Maybe for about the first 10 minutes. Special K? I'm going to guess until that K-hole sucks you in and you die. Sure. Pot? All fucking day.
Yeah, not here, but
all
okay.
day long.
Not for me.
I want to kill people if I don't smoke pot. Like, you should be giving me pot.
I want to go hide in the walk-in cooler.
You should
all
be
day
giving me
pot
so that I'm not a menace to your society. Because it is the one of the few things that allows me to be mellow enough to deal with the ignorance and the annoyance and the intolerance. You allow me to tolerate the intolerance, okay?
Okay.
Okay. This bill has been proposed. Now, I want you to remember this name. Her name is Amy Klobuchar. She's a Democrat in Minnesota, okay? If you live in Minnesota, I tell you what. You let this bitch know what the fuck is up. You let her fucking know. She's about to speak at the Netroots Nation Conference in honor of her past support for net neutrality. Let's hope the conference goers call out the senator for her hypocritical positions on internet freedom, please. So they say here, this is FDL, firedoglake.com. They say, a tech dirt writer observed that this 10 strikes bill is so inappropriately written that it would criminalize a night out singing karaoke because it specifies public performance as an infringement. There you go. There's the answer.
Dude.
Do you enjoy karaoke? Well, now you're going to fucking jail. Oh, but how much time in jail did you get for drunk driving and crashing into that car? Not near as much as you got for singing karaoke at the bar with your gun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is wrong? What are we doing? Are we trying to usher in the apocalypse? Is that what we're trying to do here? Because nothing makes sense. This is cats and dogs living together, mass fucking hysteria. And I'm so mad. I'm so fucking over it. I want a complete clean out, reset, restructuring of our government. Because this can't go on, dude. How much are we going to deal with before we're like, you know what? That was the line. And you just crossed it. Like, when do we make it stop? Do we just keep dealing with it forever or move to Canada if you don't like it? Like, no, this is my fucking country. How about we put them in Canada and let Canada deal with them?
I don't think the Canadians would be very happy about that.
No, they wouldn't. No, if you're a human, you shouldn't be fucking happy about that. Groups like the MPAA and RIAA are scrambling to push legislation through Congress to protect their outdated business models. By attacking new technologies like streaming and embedding. You know, Netflix seems to do all right. Yeah. And that change your fucking business model then. No one wants to buy your stupid CDs that last a fucking week and then they're all scratched up and they're a coaster.
Right.
No
yeah.
one wants to pay $30 for a stupid DVD full of bullshit extras that you paid some fucking poor schmuck right out of school to make on his fucking Mac. We don't watch that shit. It's garbage. The only reason it's there is so that we can feel like we're getting something because you're gouging us for fucking... it's a fucking piece of plastic. It's so retarded, dude. I'm so pissed about this. Can you tell?
Yeah.
Can anyone tell?
A little. I can just a little.
You're putting a very large obstacle in the way of our forward progress. And we should demand progress.org. Any technology that is good for all of us, the MPAA and RIAA have tried to stop. They've tried to stop it and get in the way of it. Then they sue the shit out of the company that made it until their price is low enough. And then they buy that company. And then they skin it. And they take what they want out of it. And then they get rid of it. That's what they did with MP3.com. That's what they've done with every single piece of, like, hey, here's a new way to do this. Wow, this lets us reach more people. Nah, we're gonna keep putting it on tapes and 8 tracks. Okay, that's fine. How's that 8-track sound? How many songs can you fit on there?
My Trans Am came with an 8-track.
Of course it did.
I ripped that out of it. I'm sorry.
You want to prosecute us for embedding YouTube videos? Okay.
No. Not okay.
No,
not okay at all,
whatsoever.
Dude.
And I'm definitely not going to fucking pay you to do that. You're fucking fired. All of you. The government is fired again. Until you can pull your head out of your ass and do something that actually helps the people, not your people. We the people. You know, us, we, the people, all they do is make laws, and they make moves that pad their pockets and the people that fucking padded their pockets.
Well, yeah.
And fuck the rest of us.
Well, yes, that's the way the all how the long entire you, world works. Look at our government, our state government. Like,
how
everything.
Long
that's
can
the way
you fuck the
works.
Rest of us until the rest of us stand up and say, no, we're done getting fucked?
There's always somebody willing to get fucked or doesn't know that they're getting fucked.
How can you not know you're getting fucked, dude?
Because so many people are so dumb. Because
so many people are fucking me, I lost track of the dicks. Whose dick is that? I don't even know anymore. It's all just a big gray blob of dick going right up my ass.
It's just, that's just the way it is, man. People are blind, and they're not going to read fine print. They're not going to check out, they're not going to look more into shit, okay? That's just the way it is. They're
even
just
with the
stand
internet.
There and get fucked and not even know.
Even with the internet and the transparency that it brings.
Even
still,
with that.
Do people just not care? What is it? Like,
pretty
you
much.
Have to care about that.
Not
How
all
can
people.
You not?
Some just don't.
But it's your internet. If your
Some
kid does that,
are ignorant
you're
and
gonna,
don't even know that that's even a
until
a
they get served,
right,
and then
yeah.
they're like, "Oh shit,
yeah,
when did that happen?"
They're not
going
to have any clue until it does happen, and then they'll care. But until then, they're not going to care.
Oh yeah, that happened like 5 years ago when you were having an affair. Did you not notice that? It just slipped through. Nolly Zundead says. Amham says, face it, Matt, it's unstoppable. That's the spirit, Amham. Nolly says, because the MPAA's cock is so tiny. It's so small. And then Amham says, they cut the education in this country for a reason. That makes sense, right? You make everyone dumb with No Child Left Behind. You even further dumb them down with commercials and advertisement and bullshit TV programming that I'm definitely not going to pay for. Then you distract with sports, right? Okay.
Right, right.
And that's that.
I guess.
And now we're all fucked. Daily. By tons of dicks. It's a bag of dicks getting fucked in your ass daily. I'm not happy about that. So, the prosecution of users embedding YouTube videos, others have mentioned that kids lip-syncing to their favorite songs and posting the results could be sent to jail. 10 strikes, that's 10 public performances of any copyright content, is a felony. 10 embeds, 10 streams, or 10 listens equals 10 public performances. Variety, a magazine, I guess, recently reported that industry lobbyists pressed House members to pass legislation that would make illegal streaming of movies, TV shows, and other types of content a felony. 2 weeks later, and the MPAA and RIAA are getting their wish. This is just another in the sad series of bills that have been led by Senate Democrats on behalf of big content. So way to go, guys. Way to go.
Way just to go. Oh my
keep
God,
on
not,
trucking.
Not really.
Keep on trucking that bag of dicks right up to Assville.
Keep fucking some people because that's all we're doing here.
That's all that's
fucked,
happening.
You know?
Hey, what are you doing today? Oh, you know, just sitting around trying to get all this bag of dicks out of my ass.
Right.
I don't know why I bother because every one I get out, two more go in. This is a good thing the dicks are so small. It'd be fucking killing me. I can't even sit down anymore. I got to use a donut. I blame you. I used to fucking buy CDs when I was younger, you piece of shit.
We all did.
And then what? The next new thing happened, so then we moved to that. Except for some fucking weird reason, you're still holding on to that model. Move on, dudes. Move on. I'm not even going to make CDs with this new album. Just because of that. That's it. No CDs. Fuck your CDs. No. Digital downloads. You want it? Get it. You can have it. I don't even care anymore.
We should make little, like, really cheap, easy USB zip drive things. Like little keychain holders.
Here you go.
Like little, you know, however much it takes to fucking put the whole CD on it.
Little 2 gig thumb drives.
Yeah.
You can get 2 gig ones for like $10. We'll buy that's cheaper than CDs. There you go.
Fucking A. We'll do it that
way. Some cars have USB ports now.
Could do that.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet they'll stomp all over that technology.
And have a nice little jam hole sticker on it.
Yeah, Amham says, remember when you got kicked from Ustream? There's more than 10 right there. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to jail, baby.
Maybe.
And we're going to get more bags of dicks. Just for that.
You will.
Well. You won't, because you'll
I'll
say you have a headache.
I'll get bags of badge.
Be like, I have a headache. I'm not in the mood.
Well. Oh well, huh?
Oh well, guys.
Well, put her on house arrest till we get to court.
I'm going to make one song, and that's going to be the only song you ever hear on this show, because I don't want to go to jail and get dicks. God, what an amazing industry you are. That's, you blow my mind.
That's what we do, man. I mean, that's...
Dicks.
That's the world.
Dicks. The world yeah. is dicks.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it is. I'll agree.
Do you have a thought on that? I want to hear it. 406-204-4687. Tell me about the dicks. Tell me what kind of bags of dicks are in your ass right now. Because that's all I can feel. I don't even feel anymore. I'm so loose from all these dicks.
You got a prolapsed
what a
anus.
A bunch of dicks and pricks, man. I tell you what.
With some prolapses.
All right. Well, let's move on.
Move on from
that.
The bag of dicks.
And now for something completely Robbie. Oregon, Portland, Oregon. This is kind of sad and terrifying at the same time.
All right.
We have a gentleman named Jeff Ellis. Okay.
Okay.
He got stung by a scorpion.
Ooh.
At 30,000 feet.
What?
He's in a plane. Dude's from
what
Oregon.
What are you doing with a scorpion on a plane at 30,000 feet and you just pull it out to pet it, make sure it's okay? What are you doing
the
there?
The backstroke? No. Like, M.M. says, I want to get a clip of Matt saying, tell me about the dicks. Now, M.M., I want you to tell me about the dicks. There you go. yeah, he was on a flight from Alaska. He had to wait 30 minutes to see whether he succumbed to anaphylactic shock. Alaska Airlines spokeswoman said the scorpion probably crawled on board the plane during a stop in Austin, Texas. The plane then landed in Seattle, where this gentleman boarded for a flight to Anchorage, Alaska. Excuse me. After about 3 hours into the flight, he dozed off. Then he felt something tickling his arm. Was it dicks? Were you playing music loud enough in your headphones that your neighbor heard you? Because you're going to fucking jail, dicks. That's what they should call it. This is the dicks. Oh, Nolly says, white dicks, black dicks, wide dicks, short dicks. The MPAA has all your dicks needs. All your dick needs cover. I butchered that, sorry.
Wow. No, this was not a dick. It was a scorpion.
Because it was small enough that it could have been
what
a dick.
What kind of scorpion was it?
A big dick scorpion.
No, like, really? Was
scorpion
it one of those brown
was
ones?
Swinging big dick.
Because we have brown
day.
Scorpions down in Florida, and those things were fucking poisonous.
Well, he says he felt it on his shirt sleeve, brushed it off. I thought it was a little spider or something. Then I felt it back on my elbow. Just after that, he felt
persistent
the sting
fuckers.
Of the dick. He grabbed it with his napkin, and his girlfriend called a flight attendant who tossed the scorpion into a clear plastic bag. The writhing arachnid terrified children seated nearby. Oh, I bet they shut the fuck up after that, huh? As Ellis monitored himself for signs of fatal allergic reaction, emergency responders in Anchorage were told to get ready. We got a flight landing full of dicks. But they had a problem.
Full of dicks that
scorpions.
Got pricked
yeah, right.
by their little brown dicks.
Aw. They had a problem, though. The scorpions aren't common in Alaska, and the EMTs didn't know what the fuck to do. Quote, they had to Google it.
Are you serious?
I'm so fucking serious.
That is so awesome.
He's like, hold on, dicks, let me Google that for you.
God.
News traveled quickly through the cabin, but Ellis said no one panicked. He was the first one to get off the plane. Where he was met by a cop. The cop took the scorpion into custody, and he's now serving time for apparently listening to music that was not his.
Yeah, no.
Dicks. Egan said the airline had never had a poisonous creature on one of its flights before, but it wasn't the first time someone found a scorpion on a plane. Does anyone want to do the... How many of these scorpions on these
yeah, no.
motherfucking planes?
Not really, but no, those were down in Florida, the small brown ones that maybe, I don't know. I know Josh, he stepped in his shoe with a brown recluse in it. That's not a scorpion, but they were similar, and they're always in like the same fucking places and shit. Well, he's got a giant hole in his foot now from having to have that cut out. It's pretty crazy. And little brown scorpions, they only get like this big. They're really small, like, you know, like an inch. maybe. And yeah, they fucking suck ass. There's no good. It's super fucking poisonous.
Yeah, I bet. I bet. We used to have to deal with those in California, too. Like, we only had the little black ones, though, and they didn't really fuck shit.
Oh, we had
up,
little
though.
Brown ones.
Yeah. So.
Never had really big black ones or nothing. The little brown ones.
Pretty awesome. He said, based on the photos he took of the eight-legged pests, that he was stung by a striped bark scorpion, which is common in Texas. He said he is happy with the flight crew's response and said the airline had offered him 4,000 frequent flyer miles and 2 round-trip tickets if he didn't sue. His return flight to Seattle.
Fuck no, I'll get more money if I sue.
Yeah, I know, right?
Shit.
Nolly says the smaller they are, the deadlier they are. Is that true?
I'm gonna
assume so. He's a smart guy.
Probably.
Take your word
for
it.
Those big, crazy black ones aren't like as poisonous as the little brown ones? Because
I don't know.
That would be... I'm scared of them regardless.
The big ones I can see, but you can't really step on.
You don't step on any of them, are you nuts?
Well, not with your bare foot, but you know.
Never.
You know.
No, you fucking grab somebody else's foot and smack it with it.
I remember my friend's mom freaking the fuck out. She was ironing clothes and a scorpion ran across the fucking floor. And she took the iron and fucking stomped its ass, dude. And all I remember, I don't know if it was its flesh sizzling or if the scorpion actually screamed, but I heard this.
That was the iron.
It was fucking nuts, dude.
That's cool. I remember freaking the fuck out. There was a tarantula that was actually wild.
Oh, wait. Amham says big, crazy black ones, little brown ones. Are we still talking dicks? No, I think we've moved on. But. Speaking of dicks,
what?
You remember Chris Hansen?
Yes.
Are you ready for a Jam Hole World exclusive?
Yes.
Chris Hansen.
Okay.
Has been caught cheating. Dicks all around.
Big dicks crazy black ones.
Big dicks to the front. Right up Chris Hansen. I thought he was gay. Oh, wait. That's the other dude. The Silver Fox. Anderson Cooper, yeah.
Oh.
So, he was caught in a cheating scandal with a sexy blonde young enough to be his daughter. For nearly 4 months, the handsome father of two has been cheating on his wife with Kristen Cadell. And I'm going to... Go ahead, if you guys maybe find us a picture of this little hottie. There's her name right there in the chat. Hansen and his wife, Mary, who's 53 and way past her expiration date for that dick. They live together in Connecticut, have 2 sons, but that didn't stop him.
Whatever does stop anyone?
A dam? What are those called? A dental dam?
A dyke.
No, a rape kit. The rape thing. The teeth. The Rapex. That'll stop it.
Razor blades in the vagina? Ugh.
Nolly says, as long as it was not a kid, it's okay. I'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
I'm on a good, clean fight. Let's get it on. You remember that?
Yes.
Oh, burger hits the jackpot. Oh, that's gross. She's not young. Wow. I just feel like I got lied to bad.
That's not young.
That's not even a chick, dude.
It's questionable. that's very questionable.
Hold on. I want to see the DNA test here.
That is questionable.
Man. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Fucking
man
dicks.
Is right.
But, oh, man.
Shit, fucking hang.
Manzies. Fuck. Manzies, chimpanzees. I'll
Manzies
tell you what.
Manzies and some onesies. Having some funsies.
Let me tell you what. Do you want to talk about drone attacks?
Sure.
Okay. We've been just bombing the shit out of some shit over in the desert there, I guess.
All right.
Not that it matters, but...
Sometimes it matters.
Right? U.S. drone aircraft fired on 2 leaders of a militant Somali organization tied to Al-Qaeda, apparently wounding them. The strike last week against senior members of Al-Shabaab. comes amid growing concern within the U.S. government that some leaders of the Islamic group are collaborating more closely with al-Qaeda to strike targets beyond Somalia. Now, is this just more bullshit, like, to keep us there? Because I thought we were done there.
Probably, like, yeah. They want to keep it over there so they can find all the oil and fucking wring them dry.
Did we not do that? How long does it fucking take to get some oil?
Well,
I mean,
there's
Christ,
more. You know,
dude.
And it is a fossil fuel, so what we got over here is going to run out, so we want to tap all theirs.
And I said that before, like, way before I think we even started the podcast, that the only reason we're there is to colonize, because we're running out of room here.
Pretty much.
New, we have North America, we have South America, mm-hmm. and now we have Middle America.
We have over there America.
Over there America. Like, desert America, desert. Like, I don't even know what we're bothering anymore, and I get you.
I
don't
know.
You don't understand the sensitivity and the delicateness of these political issues. I understand that you went into a war with people that have been at war since they have been people, and I know that you kind of turned it into a religious war, which is kind of what they've been warring about since they've been people and
all
had
I know
a religion.
Is back in the day, wars were over a lot quicker.
And I know
they fucking
that
found their head guy and killed him, and they were done.
That's never going to end.
Like, back then, dude, that's it, that's it. You went up, you killed the head guy, and that's it. That was the end of the war.
Yeah, well, back then, men were men. And the MPAA was no such animal. And there were no dicks.
Now there's just dicks.
Nolly Zendet says the U.S. is addicted to killing brown people. I'll give you that.
Probably.
You see this list here? All brown people. Interesting.
What about the black people killing brown people? Is that wrong?
No, that's just normal, I guess. I don't know. What do you call that?
Turf war? I don't know.
The norm? The mean?
The
standard media? The airstrike makes Somalia at least the sixth country where the U.S. is using drone aircraft to conduct lethal attacks. Among those, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Libya, Iraq, and Yemen. And it comes as the CIA is expected to begin flying armed drones over Yemen in its hunt for al-Qaeda operatives.
Ugh.
That's pretty sweet, though. I mean, drones are awesome. I like drones.
Yeah.
I was listening to some show today, and they were talking about these helicopters that have cameras attached to them, and you can use Google Maps to, like, tell it where to go. And so you can have it, like, filming stuff, and you can say hover here or circle around it and all that. Like, it's like a remote control camera.
Huh.
Now you throw a couple bombs on that fucker, and there you go.
Fucking
off to the races. Bombing dicks.
Oh, dude.
I don't know how I feel about this, though.
I don't know if that's cowardice or
using drones.
Yeah.
I mean, on one side, it's good because we're not killing our own people.
Why not kill them off anyway?
But well, no, like those are like our brothers and sisters that just joined the fucking military, and now they're over there fighting this war that they have no stake in whatsoever.
Well, the ones that come in all like, "Durga, durga, go kill ragheads." Send
well,
them
yeah,
out.
That's
do that. Do
go
that.
Kill.
Get
them,
rid of some
then.
Of our population
whatever.
Problems.
Yeah. But, I mean, it seems unnecessary.
Yes, your smart, super smart ones, please keep and
it just seems unnecessary.
Let them
know.
Run
I'm
the
sorry
drones.
I even brought this up with you. I should know better than to talk about smart things with you. It's not even smart. It's dumb. Here's one for you.
God.
So, a woman on a streetcar, she got in a fight.
Okay.
And she used her toddler as a weapon.
That's good.
Yeah. So
I approve.
My words are weapons,
I
so was my toddler.
How did she use said weapon?
I'm going to guess by swinging it around in the air like a nut bag.
Super sweet.
And then like, douche! Like right in the face.
Like the David and Goliath
thing? Oh,
like,
yeah, the sling, dude.
Yeah.
The fucking sling. God, could you imagine?
Nolly says baby sword, plus 5 points.
Nice. This is a plus 5 baby sling.
Fucking
a ball and baby, a mace. The woman entered the streetcar with a child in a stroller. Shortly after, an altercation arose with another passenger, of course. The woman hit the other passenger with the child, like hit her with the child.
Awesome.
When another passenger attempted to intervene, the woman pulled their hair. Fuck yeah. Quote, started with a minor misunderstanding and then flared up into what ended happening. what and what? Then what? Flared up into what ended up happening. Thank you. The woman, who witnesses say is about 30 years old, exited the streetcar with the child before police arrived. Well, you got to take the weapon. Like, you don't want to leave that.
Right, right.
Dust.
That's evidence now.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to have to bag and tag that baby. That's
yeah,
evidence.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Thank you.
And we're going to impound that
vacuum
stroller.
Vacuum seal this into this bag.
Yeah, right.
It, it moves funny.
The woman, 30 years old, just swinging
baby like a dick.
Could you
imagine, just picture
like
that in your head
dick.
Real quick, vacuum sealing.
I know.
Shut.
I'm picturing like fucking Grissom in there, like dusting it off. And oh, that's brilliant. So yeah, there you go.
Can I get the baby wipes, please?
Where's your gloves? You're contaminating evidence. God.
Oh, God. So good.
Sticking them in the little centrifuge thing,
yes!
Like shaking them up.
Yes.
Oh, man. All right. Here's another baby story right up your is alley. This is a South Suburban woman from, where is this? Oh, Chicago. Hey, we'll be
Chicago.
There this month. She's accused of killing her three-month-old and then carrying him around in a baby Bjorn carrier while she went shopping.
Sweet, sweet. Why did you continue? Why don't you go out and say you're single now? That's so much better than carrying around. Now people are like, oh, I want to see your baby. It's so cute. No, don't look at it. It's dead. That's hard to explain.
If you look at it too hard, you'll bring it back from the dead, and I cannot have that.
No, that's
just
this blue makeup stuff I put on. And
it's fine.
Don't worry about it. It's fine.
It's Halloween.
Like, really, why wouldn't you just leave that at home and tend to it later?
Well, maybe she was out when it happened.
Maybe.
Yeah, here.
Okay, maybe.
She's 20, so, okay. She beat and suffocated the baby, whose name was Ken Blackman Jr.
I knew a Ken Black, and he was a dick, so I'm just going to go ahead and say high five.
High five. Why would you beat and suffocate your baby?
There's plenty of reasons, but go ahead.
Give me
yours.
The top one. Because it won't stop fucking crying!
That's a reason.
I took the batteries out. I fucking... what do you do?
I fed it. I
spanked it. Shut up! Like that, I don't know what to do. Like, what do you do? Stop crying.
My mom used to lock me in the bedroom, in the crib, and then walk out of the house and
yeah.
just wait for hours.
Yeah. What
did
else
it shut up yet?
Oh,
okay.
Hey, he'll cry himself to sleep.
That's what my mom did.
Shut up! Like, you're crying. Bam says, baby asked for it. Well, I'll agree with that.
So was this out while she was, did this happen?
Oh, here we go.
About?
Smith had been drinking vodka with friends at a home,
Luke's
then spent the night with the baby in a guest room.
Potato vodka.
Thursday morning, Smith dressed the dead baby, avoided the boy's father when he came to pick him up, put the boy in the carrier, and went shopping.
Ah, she had to get out of the house with the baby looking alive. Dump it in
she
the nearest dumpster.
She then went to the home of a neighbor who suspected the baby was not breathing and saw blood on the blanket. Nothing gets by this guy. Mm. The neighbor called 911, and the baby was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead, but he looks good. prosecutors say he had been dead for 8 to 14 hours.
Can you imagine it? Some 20-year-old chick whipping out her foundation to, like, make it skin color.
Can you imagine
shit?
I'm gonna get more fucking jail time streaming a Lady fucking Gaga song than you are for killing your baby? Stop crying! Christ, I would make a great father. Shut
oh my God.
Before I kill you.
We're not having a baby. Just saying that.
Right I now. Fucking hope not. All right. So, we have discussed our retardedly evil government.
Yes.
I want Google to be our government now. I want Google,
That'd
Microsoft,
be nice.
Facebook. I want the top 10 tech companies. I want Amazon to take care of all of our goods.
No, because then we'd have Apple.
I want Google
people.
Taking care of our services, our infrastructure, our information. I want Microsoft just... suing the MPAA and RIAA. I just want them to constantly be suing each other. We'll have Facebook. We'll have... I want all of them... I think they would do a better job than what our government right now is doing. Our forefathers would be flipping shit if they saw this shady fucking shit you tried to get away with and you are getting away with. You are doing the exact thing that we are... bearing arms to prevent. You're doing what we're supposed to be rising up to put an end to. Your corruption. That's why we're supposed to do that, right? For when the government gets too big and out of control and stops being the people. That is when you rise up and you put a fucking stop to it and you redo your government, right? Isn't that what that was for? I'm pretty sure that's what that was fucking for. Burger says, I want an invite to Google Plus. I love Google Plus. It's fucking great. I really do like it.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Burger says,
me.
It's beautiful. And yeah. I like what they've redone with their mobile stuff. Like, it looks beautiful on the Droid X. So high five, Google. Plus one. I am now Matt Plus. You will refer to me as such from this point.
Okay.
Burger says, I finally deleted my MySpace account after they just got sold for 35 mil. To who? Who's the guy that got in on that? I forget his name. Oh, fuck. That's going to bug me. It's funny that he has something to do with it. Hold on. I'm going to tell you right now. Let's tell you this motherfucker right now. Justin Timberlake. Yeah. He's all
no
up
way.
On that. Yeah. He didn't buy it, but he owns stock in a company that did buy it. Oh. And that company is... I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Whatever. Oh, well.
Anyway, I thought that was pretty interesting. Like, I don't know, what are you going to do with it?
Right,
like,
yeah.
Like, friend everyone in the world? I don't get it.
Troll for underage tail?
But you're Justin Timberlake. Like, do you need to troll for anything?
No. Walk through town and you're going to get raped.
Specific Media. That's who bought it. And he's a big shareholder or partner.
Maybe I should delete my account now, too.
Yeah, I don't know. According to Social, check this out. The price that MySpace was sold for values each monthly U.S. visitor at $1.
Wouldn't that suck, though? God. You, like, buy this huge networking thing
Tom's
and shit,
pissed.
And then, like, everybody just fucking flops out.
They're
Tom like,
is
no,
pissed.
And they all delete their account.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be pissed?
Yeah, Tom.
You're left
is
with, like,
pissed.
10 people. Tom,
yeah, right.
Your friend is Tom, and that's yeah. it.
Ugh. Pretty awesome.
I thought that was pretty shady. You know,
yeah.
You have to be friends with Tom.
You don't have to. You could delete him.
Well, you did back when it first started up. That
you
was
delete
that
him.
Was your fucking first thing. You had
well,
to
yeah, you had to have one friend. Otherwise, what's the fucking point? MM says MySpace is now his space.
Pretty much.
That's the good. All right. So, government corrupt. Fucking scorpions on motherfucking planes. Check. Man, Chris Hansen, just, I'm not going to say upgrading, but you did something. The U.S. just bombing the shit out of shit with drones, not that it matters, because it was a desert anyway. you can use a toddler as a weapon in close quarter combat on a streetcar.
Which is plus five.
Plus five, that's right. Right. If you need to sneak your baby by your baby daddy, you just throw a little makeup on there then.
That's plus
okay.
two mana for
sure,
your plus
sure.
five baby sword. So you have to tap the plus whatever baby mana.
Keep going.
To swing
there you go.
Your plus five keep. Baby sword.
Nice.
That's right. You have to have the mana in tap, you know, tapped. Nice. Then you can swing your baby sword.
Sure, sure.
So plus two, then plus five.
Sure.
Total baby madness.
We have I want to kind of talk about this. It's kind of interesting. A German gentleman here who is training vultures to help find the corpses of missing people. He thought that it could fly over miles of wasteland, then descend where it found a missing person. They had wanted to fit it with a transmitter, but it comes to see that Sherlock, the bird, doesn't really give a shit. On top of that is shy, confuses human with animal remains, and actually prefers to walk. He's like, God, I'm so tired. I think I'm just going to walk. And the dude's like, I'm walking. Like, you have wing, fly. You know what? Fuck this. Where's my drone?
The movie Rio rings a bell.
Where's my drone? Fuck it. But, yeah, Sherlock has been in training in the Walsh Road Bird Park in Lunengard with two vulture sidekicks also named after famous fictional detectives
cool.
who also both give two shits about finding dead people. So there you go. And
it's pretty cool to have an awesome pet vulture.
Yeah, sure.
They throw up on you. I'm just going to say that. You ever walked up on one on accident?
No.
Yeah, if you do, and there's like
a
dead deer.
I don't come into contact with very many vultures around
well,
here.
Well, no, like you can
unless
be out hunting.
Unless if you mean
and...
vultures, you mean bald eagles, then yeah, lots of those.
No, I mean like actual real vultures. No,
like the MPAA and RIA?
No, like the black feathered bird that circles you when you're dying. No, when I was living in Florida, there was like a rabbit or something that got hit by a car up the road, and there was like... To her, oh no, a better time. My dad went hunting and he brought home a fucking deer rib cage and threw it in the fucking yard for the Rottweiler.
Nice.
Which I don't know why, because then we had like at least 3 fucking phone calls to the police.
At least.
And I thought, I was a kid and I was like, oh man, this is cool. These big ass birds are out there.
Not so
and
much.
And I open the door and I get kind of close to them and they projectile vomit at me.
Like camels spitting?
Kind of. It's a protective thing. They'll throw up their
sure,
their food
sure,
at you because
okay.
It has, like, you know,
acid
in stuff
it?
In it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They
That's,
do that. They get, it's like they get scared and they puke. I don't know. But it's not cool at all.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
It's very traumatizing.
I wouldn't imagine.
Don't walk up on fucking
would be.
Vultures or buzzards, whatever you want to call
all,
them. They
ever.
Throw up.
Jesus.
Yeah. They, it's not
well,
cool.
Not pretty sexy.
Not cool.
Not cool at all, vultures.
No.
Not cool at all.
It was cool watching
all.
Them circle my yard and finally come down to the fucking... That was pretty cool.
Huh.
But yeah.
Well.
So don't play with birds like that.
So, you wanna, we got another flying story here. This is New Zealand. A drunk New Zealand passenger pissed all over the aisle of a Jetstar aircraft, spraying one man and soaking a woman's scarf, but was allowed to leave the flight with only a warning. He was traveling from Auckland to Singapore to probably have little boy sex 2 days ago, emptied his bladder about 6 hours into the 11-hour flight. The passenger said, quote, I hear this sound of running water, and then I hear a guy going, no, 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 no! The hell is wrong with you? And there's this guy pissing in the aisle, waving back and forth.
Nice.
The man urinated onto the aircraft carpet, a man's leg, and a woman's scarf. Everyone was yelling at him, and he slowly became aware that he was being uncouth. He pulled up and wobbled
oh,
back
my bad.
To the other end of the... Oh, I'm sorry. Did I get
Oops.
Piss all over you? Oh, my bad.
Oh.
My bad.
Totally not sorry because I saw myself whip it out and planned on
doing
that.
MM says, vultures are dicks. Nolly says, they have human dicks on little bird bodies.
Can you
oh my
imagine?
God. just like flopping around.
Dude.
That is funny. Holy Christ. Just and then they like fly and they get all hard and you wreck to take off. Oh God, that's brilliant. Now, I want someone to draw that. Can that be, dude, t-shirt idea for the marathon?
Okay.
Okay. You better get on that shit, cuz I swear to God, if we only have one jam hole shirt and it's the same fucking shirt we've had, you're fucking fired. You and Buddy Christ out of here.
I wish I was better with Photoshop, because I can make a lot of cool stuff in that.
Yeah, that makes two of us.
Yeah.
The man and a friend were seen drinking whiskey before takeoff. Him and the mate were sitting there and mixing it in Burger King cups. 6 hours later, they were catatonic. The man left the plane with only a warning, and the Singapore cops were not called to deal with the matter on landing, because, of course, it's Singapore. Jetstar crew gave wipes to the man who was peed on and moved him to another seat, but the gentleman was left sitting next to a large reminder for the rest of the flight. Quote, we were sitting next to a pool of urine for a good 5.5 hours. You couldn't see a puddle, but you could tell it was there. It was pretty outrageous. Hey, you're in trouble. I told him that he had pissed everywhere, and he looked quite shocked. Nuh-uh. Yeah, you did. So, there you go. Pissing. Would you rather get pissed on or stung by a scorpion on a plane?
Stung by a scorpion.
Really? I think I'd go with the pee-pee.
Depends on what kind of scorpion.
Okay. Okay.
It depends on who's peeing.
And then
think about that. You want like a really old dude who just ate like
not,
fucking asparagus?
Not at
or do you want like
you.
The, you know, lesser poisonous scorpion.
Yeah, Nolly says he was marking his territory. That's mine. That's mine. That flight attendant. That's mine. That's mine. That's mine. It's cockpit. That's mine. Oh, fuck me. All right. And last thing before we get out of here, we have a body of a Fall River woman here at Boston. Was discovered floating in a state-run pool late Tuesday night, 2 days after she apparently drowned in that same pool. Lifeguards were on duty. People were swimming in the Veterans Memorial Pool Monday and Tuesday, and no one noticed the dead body.
Awesome.
36-year-old Marie Joseph, that's who the dead body belonged to. Joseph was watching her 9-year-old daughter, or her 9-year-old neighbor at the pool, when she apparently had an accident sliding down a water slide. The little boy told lifeguards that she did not come up from above water, but no action was taken. The county DA, Bristol County DA, would not confirm if the woman's body was in the water for 2 days, but did call the set of circumstances unbelievable, and is still under investigation. How that would get really gross, right? And the water, or would the chlorine sort of? Nolly says she was found floating in a pool of state-run vulture dicks. Fuck yeah, fucking dicks, dude. I'll tell you what.
Wow.
Fucking dicks. Like, how could you not know that though? Bodies bloat the fuck up. If it's summertime, that's even
You're gonna have buzzards circling.
Vultures just slowly walking their vulture dicks, just like,
all right.
They
man.
Get hard when they're pointing at shit. Oh god.
We're getting okay.
Shirts.
Too much
dude.
Dicks and vultures dicks. And floating bodies.
There's no
and
such
plus
thing.
Five baby swords. And
I want to see a plus five dick vulture. God, that'd be brilliant. Fucking brilliant. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
It's been a slice. Can I mention we're doing a marathon, 24 hours of Jam Hole Podcast Love, July 15th and 16th. We're going to start the Friday show about 7 o'clock, and we're not going to stop till 7 o'clock Saturday night. It's going to be a good time. I hope you all join us as much as you can. We're going to have some special limited edition Jam Hole t-shirts. We'll be maybe doing some live songs off this new album I'm working on. We're almost done with. We're going to be prank calling people. We're going to have a ton of guests coming in. We're going to have a ton of guests calling in. It's going to be a fucking party. It's going to be a 24-hour party. We're going to be getting fucked up. We're going to be smoking weed. We're going to be snorting coke. We're going to be drinking booze. We're going to be fucking getting dicks sucked. We're going to be streaming copyrighted material. I'm going to do it 10 times per hour. And I'm going to be like, suck on those dicks, MPAARIAA. Suck them. Put them in your mouth and suck them. That's right. Dicks.
You're going to get sued for doing,
bring it on, you fag. I will I will walk into that courtroom and I will punch each and every one of those faggots right in the face. And then I will blow their brains out all over my face. And that's how it's going to go down.
Okay.
So, reject the Protect IP Act. Bring guns into bars. Get drunk. Get rid of that 10 strikes bill, please. Scorpions. Dicks. Drones. War. Toddlers as weapons. Dead babies. Bodies in pools. Birds not giving a fuck and peeing all over your fucking plane. Email info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our website. Of course, follow the Twitters. Twitter.com/thejamhole is mine. Twitter.com/ByteMatt. B-Y-T-E. Matt, that is my tech Twitter. Twitter.com/DannyGurl. G-U-R-L. That's Dana's. We got Tumblrs and Posterous and MySpaces for
and
about
Facebooks.
The next 5 minutes. Facebook.com/TheJamHolePodcast. Share and share alike. Please invite your friends to do the same. We really appreciate it. Join the forums. Two parties this summer, July 21st through the 25th. That's my mom's birthday. We're going to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Chicago. I got an email from the Rye Bread Radio guys. They're definitely down to do a show, and he's got a car, so they'll be making it to Milwaukee for our show, hopefully. Mike Boudet, Red Fox from Sporkros, we're going to be there for a whole week partying. Then our third annual is here, August 13th, Saturday, the whole week from the 8th through the 13th, whitewater rafting, rustic, electricity-free camping, us just getting fucking nuts, getting dicks, getting pussies, having fun, smoking weed. God, it's going to be a blast. I'm so fucking excited for this. I got 2 weeks super vacation. Stoked. One is going to be spent in Milwaukee. One is going to be spent right here. You guys definitely come up.
I'm going to have a lot of vacation, so let's do this.
It's going to be so much fucking fun, you guys.
Bring money, because I'm not going to have any.
I'm so excited. Thejamhole.com/forums in events, contests, and live shows or whatever it's called. There's all the posts there. We'll be doing a little Hotbox show tomorrow, so join us for that, hotboxpodcast.com. I think Dana's going to fill in and co-host with me. Because Ian is going to a concert in Wyoming. Happy birthday, Ian Baker from Glacier Health, my new Hotbox co-host. He's like 48 or something. No, I'm just kidding. Happy birthday, though, for real. Yeah, it's going to be a great time. I'm very excited. I hope to see all of you guys up here and in Milwaukee and for the marathon show. You got to join us. 24 hours of Jam Hole love. It's going to be fun. And yeah, thank you, Dana. Leave
Thank
us
you.
A message, 406-204-4687. Text me personally on my cell, 406-848-1739. Holla at your boy. I am Plus Matt. This is Plus Danny. And that was the Jam Hole. We'll see you guys on Monday. Peace out, nigga.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. Jamhole.com.